Hey everyone, it's Tim here again. A few weeks back on episode 41, I chatted with Dr. Ruby Holland about her research on the faith identity of young people in Christian schools in Sydney. I had such a great conversation with Ruby that it well and truly went over time. As we were heading towards wrapping up, we deviated onto a whole other conversation about what Christian schools can do to integrate faith into all the subjects that a student studies. The specific example we touched on was the integration of Christian studies and the history curriculum, where the Year 10 students that she was interviewing had recently been studying World War II and the Jewish Holocaust orchestrated by the German Nazi Party. Even though I chopped this out of the main interview, I thought it was well worth stitching up as a short bonus episode. If you're a teacher in a Christian school, then this will be really helpful in thinking about how you might integrate your subject area with the entire Christian formation of students in your school. If you're a local church minister or even a parent, then this will be helpful as you think about how you can help the young people in your ministry or your family seek to integrate their Christian faith into all areas of their life and learning. A segmented faith that only really exists or has value in one subject area or on one day of the week or just on Friday nights, that's not a robust or resilient faith. Rather, what we want is to help young people see how their knowledge, love, and obedience to King Jesus permeates everything, every subject area, every relationship, every decision that they make. It's that kind of integrated faith that can interrogate the other stories that young people hear about their world, which was the object of Ruby's research. Anywho, that's enough from me. Enjoy this short bonus segment with Dr. Ruby Holland.
And this is the third thing, and this is something that has driven my career, if you call it a career, for the last, say, 30 years, really, that we have to ensure that within our schools, if it's in our control, it's not always, you know, if we're in a state school, it won't always be within our control. We have to ensure that students are not marginalising faith issues to the edge by, for instance, let's say we're in an Anglican school and we've got Christian education and chapel and the other subjects are real life. So English and maths and so that's the real life. That's what's going to get me the money in a career. And the faith has nothing to say about those. As soon as you do that, you are lopping off a part of, if you like, the plausibility structure, and it erodes the acceptance of the faith. So that next thing would be that as far as you can within a school system, that you try and explore where it's relevant, not artificially, but where it's relevant, issues of faith and belief that inevitably are intrinsically part of those subjects and pretty much every subject, so that you can show students that belief and faith, and the Christian faith in particular, is applicable to every area of life, every area of life. And it then impinges on how you see your purpose in life, in, for instance, stewarding the world and how you go about that. So that would be the other area that I think we need to look at.
In one article, use history as an example.
Yeah.
And the history, and particularly the number of your students that you interviewed, were at that moment looking at World War II and looking at Holocaust and looking at Nazi and influence and all of these interactions. And you've noticed the lack of taking up the opportunity from both the history side and also from the Christian studies side to integrate these two together, to think about Holocaust from the perspective of Imago Dei and Christian understanding of what a Christian is. Do you want to speak a bit more about that?
Sure. Now, this came out particularly strongly in the boys' school, and I followed up, therefore, in the girls' school to see what their opinion was. But in the boys' school, two of the boys I interviewed referred to their studies on the Holocaust and how it made them think deeply and challenge their understanding of themselves, because they wanted to, they were challenged to think, would I be capable of this depth of evil? And one student, a Christian student, went further and wanted to explore the whole idea of the nature of people generally, and how that might be impacting within their school. And so it was fascinating that that wasn't at all taken up in Christian studies. That was an opportunity missed in Christian studies or Christian education classes, because they could have explored what it is about being human that means that we need a saviour.
Yeah.
You know, so it was a real opportunity missed. And it was deeply, deeply held. I went into the girls' school. It did deeply affect and does still deeply affect students. Now, that came about, and this is probably helpful to know, came about by the students actually exploring first-hand documents. So the sources they went to were personal accounts from those who implemented, if you like, the Holocaust.
Mm.
And these were on the coalface people who were at the gas chambers or who had worked out the policy. And the Nuremberg trials, et cetera, were brought in this too. And their accounts there as to how they made the decision to be part of the Holocaust. And the students were rocked by how normal those people appeared.
Yeah, yeah.
And suddenly they could see, yeah, that could be me.
Mm.
So there's a huge opportunity for that. That's just one example.
Yeah, but a really powerful
so
one
many.
To see.
Oh, absolutely.
How you could integrate all of these things together.
Absolutely. And so students then see, yes, the faith, the Christian faith has a lot to say about this. The Christian story is so powerful in this area. It unpacks a whole lot of stuff about the Christian story that's relevant. And look, an SRE teacher could do this, by the way.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Because you only got to look online to see what the history syllabus is.
Yes.
And see that's likely to be taught and to be able to tap into that.
And the Christian school teacher or the SRE teacher who knows that their students are doing the World War II piece and so spends a couple of lessons looking at, you know, Karl Barth and Bonhoeffer and those in the Confessing Church. What were they writing at the time? How were they opposing the influence of Nazism on the church, the fact that most of the church went with the Nazis on this, you know, make Germany great again world, and yet you had those standouts. What does that tell us about ideas and theology, Bonhoeffer's engagement with plots to assassinate Hitler and what that says about just war theory and justified violence and wrestle with those kinds of things. It's very rich topic. You could do this with science, you could do it with the drama syllabus, you could do it with the English syllabus.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, the Bonhoeffer example is a really interesting one in relation to identity, because in a sense he presents the hero, the Christian hero, that boys can identify with. It's a very strong, it's powerful, powerful message in just seeing his story. Like the BBC had a wonderful reenactment of his story, which was powerful stuff, because you could see there as something to aspire to. This is the hero to aspire to, who has a Christian stance and yet's willing to commit to it. So it's not just a theological stance, it's not just about history, it's about a person and who you could be as well.
Which taps into that affective nature.
Absolutely.
Of the faith, that
absolutely.
If here is something I believe I could take on and imbibe.
Absolutely.
And it captivates not just my cognitive mind, but my affective heart.
Exactly.
And as well.
Yeah. And I think sometimes we underestimate the student's need to aspire to that sort of hero, heroine thing.
Mm.
You know, I think we underestimate that the level of challenge they need. I think they need challenge. They're not going into environmentalism to have an easy life.
No.
They're going into that to get something done, you know. Here's the challenge.
Here's
my purpose in life. Here's my passion.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, we've got to say the Christian life is like that too. We've become too comfortable maybe in Australia to really continue that sense of there's a challenge and a strong purpose in living out a flourishing Christian life, because it's going to mean cost. It will cost you, you know, rise to the challenge. Come on.
The Effective Ministry podcast is a production of Youth Works in Sydney. We want to see effective youth and children's ministry in every church. And one of the ways that you can help us do that is by letting people know about this podcast in all the usual ways, like, comment, share, and review on your favourite social media and podcasting platform. If you've got comments, thoughts, or questions for this podcast, you can email us at effectiveministrypodcast@youthworks.net. And also check out youthworks.net for other ways that YouthWorks can help you have an effective youth and children's ministry in your church.